Welcome back to Talkin' Troy on a little bit of a somber note. I'm Thomas Johnson here with Casey Kasliner. We're currently sitting in our hotel room in Portland, Oregon. The USC Trojans women's basketball team, their season is at an end. They fell to the number 3 seeded UConn 80-73 in the Elite Eight. It was a great season for USC, but Casey, just give me initial reactions about the game and about USC season as a whole.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always tough when you're, you know, having such a historic season and you get this far and in a one-off playoff-style game, you lose to a team that's, you know, ranked lower than you. But we all know UConn is such a historically good team. They have plenty of stars. I'm sure we'll get into that. You know, Ali Edwards, Paige Beckers, they're just such a star-studded cast. And they're not even that deep of a team. It's just they're so top-heavy. You know, I was saying it before. So, you know, it's really tough for a team like USC, but I'm really looking forward to the future of this team. And I think as, for the season as a whole, they exceeded my expectations for sure. And I'm sure you'll speak on that. They probably exceeded most people's expectations. We didn't know how good Juju was going to be, given that she was a freshman, and she rose to the occasion on many different times. And so I thought it was a great season for the team, and it sucks to lose at this stage, but I think it's only up from here.
Yeah, well, when you talked about how experienced UConn is, they came in technically as the favorites. A lot of the sports books had them as 3.5-point favorites. That was the most common line I saw. So even though USC was seeded higher, they came in as the underdogs. Just like you said, Edwards and Beckers, as freshmen, made it to the Final Four. So they just have this vast dearth of experience when it comes to tournament play. And I think that kind of disadvantaged the Trojans. They seemed a little timid. I don't know if you felt that way, but Juju did not put up a lot of shots in the first half. That volume definitely increased in the second half, but at that point, it was kind of a little bit too late. And USC supporting cast just could not shoot to save their lives. Caitlin Davis, Kayla Padilla went 2-for-15, a combined 2-for-15, which you're not going to win a basketball game if two of your best role players can't score a basket.
Agreed. And I think at the same time with those role players, and you could even include Juju and Mackenzie Forbes to a certain extent, I think not only were they missing shots and it just looked like their stroke was off, but at the same time, I think their shot selection was really poor at many points in the game. They were taking desperate shots. They were taking three-pointers when they didn't have to from way downtown. They were, you know, taking these step-back shots that they didn't really have to take at that point in the game. And we were knotted up at halftime. You know, it was a blank slate heading into the second half. And I think just plenty of opportunities were wasted to kind of grab that momentum back as we saw UConn take it. And I think, you know, USC as well, just the turnovers and what have you at the end of the day was really a tough part of their game because, you know, they were dribbling off their feet. They were throwing the ball out of bounds. There was clearly a lot of tension and frustrations in what was a very physical game.
Yeah, what I found super interesting, and Lindsey Gottlieb kind of mentioned this, at the end of the day, to be a championship team, you have to be a championship-level team. And the Huskies are that, a championship-level team. At the end of the game, three of their starters had 4 fouls. A fourth starter had 3 fouls. That was for a majority of the third and fourth quarter, and they didn't foul out. I think that just shows a very mature basketball team. And USC starters, similarly, 4 of them had 3 fouls. Caitlin Davis fouled out towards the end of the game. So I don't know if that's a huge thing, but that just like level of maturity that UConn showed tonight, they took better shots than USC did. But at the end of the day, Paige Beckers is just Paige Beckers. She was shooting the lights out. USC could have defended her better, but at some point, great players just make great shots, and that is what Beckers was doing. Juju is being compared to Beckers. Beckers was the AP National Player of the Year her freshman year. Juju didn't earn that honor this year, but was an AP All-American as a freshman. And so I think that's where Juju's game can grow a little bit, is shot selection, efficiency. She mentioned that tonight in her post-game press conference, that she needs to be a little bit more efficient. It was just interesting to see that kind of contrast of the seasoned veteran star versus the young gun in Juju Watkins.
Agreed. And I think I said this when the buzzer sounded at the end of the game, but UConn's 2 best players had to play as perfect as can be to only win by 7. And I think that's should be a compliment to USC at the end of the day. To lose by only 7 to a team that, yes, again, we talked about this, they're a 3 seed, USC's a 1 seed, but a team that on paper and really historically is a powerhouse and very well coached as well. And I think, too, you know, it's a sad moment. I think we can both agree, given the fact for players like Mackenzie Forbes, Kayla Padilla, even kind of having this one-off type season You know, this one season where they caught lightning in a bottle. They had a very good year. Not to say that they're not going to, that the Trojans aren't going to respond and have a great season next year. But when you have arguably, you know, your second best player, Mackenzie Forbes, be a grad transfer and now not really be able to kind of grow with this team and instead have to move on to other things. And she in the press conference confirmed that she won't be returning to college basketball. I think it's really hard, you know, for from a team standpoint to kind of look at that and be optimistic about next year to the fullest extent. Obviously, they have seven new freshmen coming in. They're going to be very, very young and very they're going to have a pep in their step and be a very, very good team, I think. But at the same time, you lose that veteran presence and you lose that sort of ability to keep that gelled, well chemistry team together.
Well, that is actually kind of the transition I wanted to make that conversation. Like you said, they're bringing in seven freshmen. Six of them are top 100 recruits, according to ESPN. Three of them are five stars. So really a lot of new talent coming in. But what I find interesting is this will now be the third year that Lindsey Gottlieb has had to kind of remold her roster. 2 years ago when I was a sophomore, I guess that was last year, it was a team led by Okako Adika and Caddy Zizoka, who were drafted to the WNBA, and then Destiny Littleton, who won a national championship at South Carolina, transferred to the real USC, and is now playing pro ball in Germany. Those three players, obviously this year it was Juju, Mackenzie, Rhea, I'll throw in there, and Rhea was on the team too last year, I shouldn't forget her. And so next year it's going to be Juju, Rhea, and a bunch of freshmen. So I want to ask this question. How much do you think the Trojans are going to miss the presence of Mackenzie Forbes, Caitlin Davis, Kayla Padilla, all starters this year, but knowing that they're bringing in a bunch of talented freshmen?
I think they're going to miss the endurance that someone like Mackenzie will bring, because obviously she's played college ball for years now at multiple programs, and she's been through it all. She played in the NCAA tournament in her career previously with Cal. But I don't have any doubts, because I think – you know, you talked about it. I mean, last year, their starting lineup was completely different, and it's been like that ever since Lindsey Gottlieb got here, like you mentioned. So if they were able to turn around a team, you know, from, you know, first-round exit in the NCAA tournament to Elite Eight in 1 year with a very, very new cast, I have no doubts, and I think it's going to be even better, because we talk about Juju being so good right now as a freshman. She's going to obviously hit the weight room, hit the gym, get even better over the offseason, we can all expect, and that comes with a lot of new players. And you know, Juju, obviously she'll still be somewhat new to the college world next year, but she can act as a mentor to these new recruits. And we saw, you know, in the press conferences, in practice and whatnot, how big of influences Mackenzie Forbes and Rhea Marshall as mentors to her. And so I think having Rhea as a senior next year is gonna be really big for them. You know, she's gonna be poised to, you know, finally reach the promised land as a senior. And I think bringing in new recruits, it's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit of a trial and error to get, you know, consistent wins with a new squad. But Lindsey Gottlieb, we've seen this year, can foster a really good chemistry-filled team.
Yeah, and we're acting like bringing in seven freshmen is the end. We don't know what Lindsey Gottlieb has planned for the transfer portal. Of course, she brought in Davis, Padilla, and Forbes, all from the transfer portal last year. I sincerely doubt that she'll rely on the transfer portal as much this year, especially with those seven freshmen coming in. But you could see her grabbing one big piece, two big pieces, a Virginia Tech player who averaged over 15 points, definitely, maybe as many as 17, just entered the transfer portal today. She is on the no contact list, so she probably already has a school in mind. But you don't know who Lindsey Gottlieb is going to go out and get. She mentioned it tonight. People are going to look at this USC women's basketball team so much different than they were looking at them even 4 months ago. So I think this is program momentum, unlike the men's team, just losing their head coach today, as a matter of fact. But USC women's basketball and Lindsey Gottlieb have momentum, and that's the most important thing. Obviously, I hate to say disappointing, because obviously losing is disappointing, but they made it to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1994. So disappointing loss tonight. So that is program momentum at its finest. I'm excited what Gottlieb is going to do with this program heading into the next year. But before we sign off, Casey, any last thoughts about this team, about where this team is going? Maybe want to give a reflection on how much you're going to miss Mackenzie Forbes, Kayla Padilla, Caitlin Davis.
Yeah, I think, you know, this team and myself included are going to miss, you know, these veterans on this team. And I agree. I think this season is nothing to look down upon. I mean, first, you know, a Elite Eight berth, like you said, in 30 years. And, you know, you talked about the men's team as well. Like, they've had plenty of, you know, runs as well under Andy Enfield's tenure. And bringing in someone like Lindsey Gottlieb, a coach that clearly knows what she's doing and knows how to foster an environment like that with these grad transfers especially, I think is something to really look forward to, as she is really, you know, only been here for a few years. So I'm excited. I think it is sad, you know, especially in the press conference, you see the emotions, you know, the players shedding tears and whatnot, especially Mackenzie Forbes, who knows that she's going to have to inevitably move on to something else, whether that be basketball or a different career path in the future. But I think at the end of the day, this program is in really good hands. I think it's in the best hands it's been in ever since maybe even their last championship, which was 1984. But obviously it's been a long time since then, and they're really building something special. And I think it's going to be something really exciting to watch for years to come.
Yeah. So again, disappointing loss, but a great future for USC. Juju Watkins, of course, only a freshman. I'm really excited how she's going to evolve. I'm going to be a senior next year. It'll be fun to cover her sophomore season. But that is all the time we have today here from Portland, talking Troy on the road. Maybe we should call it talking travel. I'm Thomas Johnson, hosting here with Casey Kasliner. This episode was edited by Jack Hallinan and produced by Jack Hallinan and Jonathan Park. Talking Troy is one of three episodes on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can listen to all other episodes on our website, dailytrojan.com, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.